The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his apostles, "Who among you would say to his servant who has just come in from plowing and tending the sheep in the field, 'Come here immediately and take your place at table'? Would he not rather say to him, 'Prepare something for me to eat. Put on your apron and wait on me while I eat and drink. You may eat and drink when I am finished.' Is he grateful to that servant because he did what he was commanded to do? So it must be with you. When you have done all that you have been commanded to do, say, 'We are merely unprofitable servants. We have done what we were obliged to do.'" The Gospel of the Lord. It's a very interesting gospel reading, a small pericope here from the Gospel of Luke about the servant, clearly a domestic servant. We have a great reverence for servants in our community. We don't always call them public servants. I mean, without public service, our whole society would collapse. So there are certain areas of servanthood, even in our culture, that are absolutely necessary and for which we must be enduringly grateful. Go back into the time of Jesus now. Go back into a culture foreign to us and a language and a manner of life which is not familiar to us. And you find that domestic servants, servants of a master, was considered a very revered identity. Moses is called the doulos of God, the Greek word doulos. Doulos means the servant. And the faithful servant was considered very, very revered. So when we read this, we're speaking about the servant who is faithful to the master. A servant is one who understands his or her mission in life and does all that you are commanded to do. Now, in many ways, we are servants. We are servants of the promises we made in life. If you're married, you're a servant of the promises you made in your marriage. I am servant of the promises I made as a priest. As long as I do what I'm supposed to do as a priest, as a follower of Jesus Christ, forgiving, being kind, being welcoming, being open to people, blessing people's lives, caring for people in their crisis. When I have finished all of that, I'm not applauded for doing what I was supposed to do. I may be thanked for I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, but I'm an unprofitable servant. I don't do this for money. The servant doesn't work for money. The servant works for mission. It's the mission of the servant to fulfill the needs and commands of the master. And in a way, it's for us. We are the doulos of God. We are the servant of God. And therefore, when we follow Jesus Christ, our fulfillment is in the fact that we do what we were meant to do, what we promised to do, what we say we should do as servants of God, followers of Jesus Christ. That's the unprofitable servant. You don't follow Jesus Christ and come to Mass and try to keep the commandments because you are rewarded with some profit or some money. You do it because it's the right thing to do. And when you do something that fits your identity that you have promised, and you say, "This is who I am," when you do that, you have this sense of self-value. You have this sense that I made this sacrifice, but I was meant to do that. That's part of my promise in life, part of my identity in life. And therefore, I find meaning in my life. I don't have to look for other things to give me meaning in my life. I can find meaning in my life in fulfilling my vocation of servanthood. So there's an awful lot in this very brief passage here from the Gospel of Luke. And when you read it first, you say, well, it doesn't make a lot of sense, maybe. But when you think about it and you reflect on it and you translate it from the time of Jesus into the present age, into the moment, to your life and my life, when we finish at the end of a day and we have done all that the Lord has commanded us to do, we are saying, praise God, I am merely an unprofitable servant doing what I was supposed to do. Does that make sense? Okay. We'll pause now for a moment of prayer.